which brings us neatly to our next interview. He's Kyle Tabor, who's co-founder of Invisible Industries, formerly known as Invisible Girlfriend. Kyle grew up in Farmington, went to WashU, got his MBA there, and is the proud recipient of an Arch grant. Got $50,000 for your startup, which is Invisible Industries. You got to explain this to our audience. Tell us about Invisible Industries.
Yeah, it's been a really crazy story. So we started in November 2013. I met my co-founder, Matt Homan, at a hackathon, a startup weekend. He pitched this idea of a invisible girlfriend, an invisible boyfriend. The idea is you need proof to get someone off your back, whether it's a coworker hitting on you, your parents hitting on your parents trying to set you up on dates or bugging you. That's what it all started out as. What was really amazing, though, we started working on this. We got tons of attention, started building it out, started building this a simple engine that will send you texts, voicemails, and handwritten notes. And that's what we've built today.
Okay, so I might say if people are hitting on me in the office, oh, stay away, I've got a girlfriend. But how else could I use this in other aspects of daily life?
So what's really amazing, we're finding that people are actually becoming attached to their boyfriend or girlfriend. And just to be clear, we don't allow any sexual content. This is just a normal conversation. We flag any content and don't allow that through. So it's basically just a complete platonic conversation that people have. And we're finding that people will tell it their secrets, tell it their day. They always get positive feedback and always get a response. It's kind of becoming a virtual friend.
And what's the value of that, Kyle?
Well, it's basically empathy on demand. It's allowing you to vent in a way. You don't have to bug your friends or your family, and you get an immediate response that's uplifting.
And this is AI?
Well, it's a combination of AI, but majority of it is actually real people. So we have a very simple AI just for filtering messages and so forth. But the real thing is actually we have hundreds of writers, creative writers, that respond to each of these messages.
Oh, there are writers who are responding to me and my need for catharsis or whatever.
Yes, it's really amazing. We have basically hundreds of voices acting as one in a personality that you create.
Who's your client? The lonesome loser?
I wouldn't say that exactly. We've had several different people using it. Some people just get their parents off their back. Some people use it as a dating tool to even act like they're being pursued while dating someone else. But what's really interesting is people that are using it longer term, it's more of just a friend or a companion. So we're really interested in other possibilities of this, where you can have many people acting as a personality. So the potential for this is basically life coaching. Basically just an invisible friend, or even allowing brands to connect with people on demand.
This startup here in St. Louis has probably received more international attention than any other.
Yes. We've had over 1 million people to our website. We've had over 80,000 boyfriends and girlfriends created. What's really surprising is over half of those are from international customers who can't even use the service because they don't have a U.S. phone number.
Really?
Yeah.
And you've been in papers all over the world, haven't you?
Yeah. Last time I checked back in March, we had over 500 different media outlets to cover us so far.
Are you profitable yet?
No comment on that. We are covering our cost of goods sold.
Good for you. How do people learn more about Invisible Industries?
Well, right now, they can take a look at our first services, InvisibleBoyfriend.com and InvisibleGirlfriend.com. And then stay tuned. We're going to be launching a lot more.
Are these websites, apps, or both?
Right now, it's just a simple website, and then you interact through your phone. So it's kind of an app without an interface.
That's fascinating. And George Glass, wherever you are, have a good day. There's probably a George Glass out there, isn't there? Yeah. Well, Kyle Tabor, thanks again for joining us on KMOX.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
If you can't hear George Glass, well, contact Dr. Gilbert Fahn at the audience.